There's a stat that says that there are potential employees bring a parent to the interview.
19%. They surveyed like 800 employers. I mean, 19% of applicants showed up with a parent to the job interview.
Yeah.
Like brought their mom or dad.
Yeah.
And, what in the world?
And I don't know if it's a thing where they're almost acting as manager, where
you don't bring a manager though to most job interviews.
They help negotiate price where you don't feel comfortable doing that. But yeah,
do a lot of people have momagers?
I don't know.
I thought that only the Kardashians did.
I don't know. I've never, like, I obviously that's not, we, you and I haven't had to apply to a lot of jobs recently. We've had
no, but you've been in the hiring process. You've hired people. Have you ever seen that?
No, never had a parent join an applicant. No.
And in our industry, I feel like having a momager might not be completely out of the realm.
Maybe not.
But yeah, no, we have never seen that.
No, not at all. So would love to hear some of your stories regarding the craziest thing that's happened in a job interview, or maybe that you've been a part of.
HR managers, this is where you can shine.
Yeah, or hiring managers, or
yes,
even
hiring
if
managers. Anybody's ever had to hire anybody,
or even if it was you.
Right.
That was applying for something, right?
Did you pull a stunt? Did it work?
502-795-1997. Like I said, wait till you hear, because already we've got stories of barfing, stories of swearing, and all that crazy thing that happened to you during a job interview. Look, saw this crazy story online during an interview for a job that had to do with biology. The person says, my interviewer's phone rang. When he saw the caller ID on his phone, he yelled, "Oh, for blank's sake!"
Oh, my gosh!
Picked it up.
Oh, he answered it?
He then yelled at the person he was talking to on the phone in fluent Japanese.
Oh,
keep in
wow.
mind, he was a tall, skinny, pale guy with blonde hair. So this kind of caught me off guard.
That is not something you expect to see.
He then hung up, smashed a vase on his table in rage, ran out blazing fast, leaving me sitting there bewildered.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, I didn't go back. To this day, still don't know what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, probably. Wow. That probably would not have been a super great work culture.
Wow, I know. And
yeah.
Yes. Wait, you're the manager?
Yeah, you're the fearless leader. That doesn't sound like he's got very good, like, problem-solving skills. Dang, Samantha says I was doing a phone interview out of my car. Mm-hmm. When I looked right, noticed the car next to mine was on fire.
Oh, wow.
So I screamed, holy crap,
uh-huh.
and asked if I could call the interviewer back.
Okay.
She agreed. I backed up and parked further away. It was at this point I realized there was someone sitting in the car. So I ran and opened the door, helped the person get out.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been smoking in her car, dropped an ash on the floor. The ash was just smoldering and caused a lot of smoke in the car.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been sleeping and apparently passed out from the amount of smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody else called 911. They showed up, put out the fire. When I called the interviewer back, she didn't have time to talk to me anymore.
Oh, no.
I mean, she's just like, wait, sorry, had to pause and
save someone's
save
life.
Save a life. Sorry, do you not want a lifesaver as an employee? Oh, dang it. That is unfortunate that the employer just thought that she, like, flaked for some weird reason and didn't know the real. Oh, man. That's tragic, Samantha.
That is. That is.
Ray said the interviewer threw up in the middle of the interview.
No!
Oh, my gosh. It was
no.
the interviewer?
No.
Immediately when I thought barf was a part of it, it was going to be the interviewee because you're nervous.
Right.
No, I was like, WTF. He didn't throw up on himself, but did it in the trash can next to him. I think he expected to barf that day and was ready for it.
Oh, my gosh.
He excused himself for like 5 minutes, came back like nothing happened. I still got the job.
like, excuse me a second.
Hang on, I'm gonna go get a mint. Okay, now where were we?
Yeah. Okay, so can I call your references? Great.
Awesome. Great. Thanks so much for coming in. Do we shake hands after that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so like crazy things that have happened during a job interview. Got one from Tara, said, I went into an interview to work at a local hotel. Passed the first interview like a champ. Called to meet the head of HR. Second, I step into the HR person's office. I realize I am massively allergic to something in that office.
Oh, no.
I have never been allergic to anything in my life. This was a new experience for me. So I walk in there. Instantly, my eyes start turning to water. My nose starts itching to the point where it hurts. My throats get irritated.
Oh, no.
The whole time, I'm trying to play it like everything's just cool, when in reality, I'm a wreck. She asked me if everything was all right. I couldn't even talk. I choked on my own throat, just darted out.
Oh, my gosh.
Called her like 10 minutes later to explain, and she thought it was the weirdest thing ever, but still got the job.
Oh, great. And just said, with a little caveat, I'm not going to that office again. We're going to need to speak out here. Wow.
Oh, shoot. Stephanie texted in and said, I was interviewing someone for a job, and for no reason at all, she just told me the entire plot to the movie The Book of Eli with Denzel Washington.
What?
Went on for like 10 minutes. I honestly thought I was like on a prank show. It took me and the other interviewer, everything in us, not to bust up laughing. But Stephanie, did you hire this person?
Yes, we need to know. Did you go ahead and, like, maybe they were just nervous and went on rambling, and sometimes that happens.
Yeah, sometimes you get nervous and you start rambling on things, right?
Oh,
so, all right, we'll take a couple more of your stories on the way here. But yeah, one involves theft on the interview.
Theft?
Theft.
Oh, gosh.
Theft during the interview.
What the heck? But did they get the job?
All right. Well, that's coming up. Crazy things that have happened during a job interview. We saw this stat where it was like, I don't know, 19% of interviewees brought their parent to the interview.
That's crazy. I saw that. I was like, what? Who is doing that?
Would your parent help or hurt your potential getting a job?
I think my mom would help. She's pretty funny. She's Oma. See, I'm bringing Oma. She's going to, like, she'll tell stories. And yeah, it depends on what kind of job I'm going for.
I was going to say.
I feel like Oma's an asset.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Mom K is an asset.
Okay. Mandy said, walked into the room for the interview and commented on the cute dog photo hanging on the wall. The manager who was interviewing me breaks down in tears.
Oh, no.
About how much she loves the dog.
Oh, no, no, no.
I figured the dog had died or something. So
I'm
I was
so sad.
Sympathetic. We wanted to swap some stories, et cetera, all this stuff. Anyway, I got the job, and it turns out the dog is alive and well. Just my manager was bonkers.
Wait. Oh, gosh. The dog is alive. Just really loves the dog, gets emotional.
Yeah.
Just talking about the dog.
I guess so.
That's alive, sick, didn't pass on over the rainbow bridge.
None of that.
Okay.
None of that. None of that.
Keith, I had a job interview for McDonald's, got there early, had a look around because I was restless. I opened a door, ended up in the kitchen, which was empty.
Okay.
I walked around, passed some nuggets, thought I'd help myself to a couple, left the kitchen. Suddenly, the manager appeared. He reached for the hand that was holding a nugget. There was an awkward moment as I slid the nugget into my suit jacket pocket and then shook his hand. Then he led me in the office. There was a long pause before he said, did you just steal a chicken nugget from the kitchen? I looked a little uncomfortable, didn't respond. He said, I think you should go.
No, oh, no.
Not my finest moment.
Oh, he stole a chicken nugget during the interview.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's when we learned that even if we are soon to be maybe an employee, that doesn't mean we can sample the product.
Yeah. It's like, like you start raiding the office supply closet. Hey, could I get some pens?
Right. Yeah.
Could I get some post-it notes? That'd
be
great.
So I'm assuming if I work here, I can just sneak a little nug here and there whenever I need it.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah.
I mean, truth be told, when I worked at Olive Garden, I was a hostess at the Olive Garden in college. Occasionally, we would partake in some of the breadsticks in the back.
I mean, I don't even want to get into like the food. If you work in food service and the food availabilities, like, you know.
Well, yeah, because if there's eating, like a wrong order that's made or they don't pick it up, yeah, what are you going to do? Throw it away?
Put it in the back and people eat on it. Or if someone doesn't finish all of their steak and you can see clearly there's a ton of untouched steak there. What are you going to do?
You're eating off of people's plates.
What are you going to do?
Who already ate it.
What are you going to do?
Okay, that's a little too much, sir.
Got a message from a listener who said, I'm a manager, had to issue a corrective action to an employee for their performance. The next day, her dad came by to meet and discuss her performance. The employee was 26.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Dad's like, hey, so about Kelly's write-up. Gonna have to discuss that with you.
Yeah. Okay. What are we gonna have to do to get that expunged?
Right. Exactly. All right. Hey, good stories there. Thank you.